Hi everyone, and welcome back to Sticky Subjects with Tampa Technologies. Today is all about airlines. So we're working through our applications and industries to give you guys a full in-detail guide. So we are on season 3, episode 2, with me, Harry.
And me, Beth.
And yeah, I think we'll just work through the applications in the industry and bring them to life a bit.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So, I mean, to start with, of course, airlines is such a vast industry.
It is.
Aviation, airlines, we kind of bulk it all in together. And then we talk about securing inside, like the passenger planes, and then we're talking about securing the cargo for the freight.
Absolutely. We're talking about airports, we're talking about in the air, we're talking about the life jackets on the airports, everything.
Okay, so we'll start with aircraft doors, I think. So if we work through the passenger side of the airline industry, and then we'll go into the cargo side and what we can do.
Okay, and then we'll do the airport and the duty-free
Perfect.
At the end.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay.
And I think, hopefully, if you've listened to the agriculture podcast and some of the shorts that we've put out, you'll start to see some crossover. That's what we're trying to build a picture. And you'll start to see where the pallet tape and the door secured start to be applied in multiple industries.
Yes, we've got layered security even for an aircraft.
Yeah. So we're going to start by sealing the whole plane.
Okay.
That's the job. So, that's the brief.
Are we starting at the nose and going to the tail?
Or outside and in, yeah. So the first thing we do is we need to secure the doors. So the purpose of this is when they've done the security check and the plane is left empty, the doors are closed, ready for the next flight. So at the moment, they're either just left closed and there isn't a label, or some airlines have started to use tamper-evident labels to put over the seal.
This happens a lot because of the fact that a lot of airports now won't let people fly at night.
Yeah.
So they do their last flight, they land.
Yeah, we noticed that because a lot of the flights at the back end of last year, the last flight is like 10 or 11pm.
They've really cracked down on it for the environment and all the rest of it.
Is that what it is?
And people have said that they don't want to be woken up by aircraft noises, even though they've moved next to airports.
But side note.
This means that when the last passengers get off, the cleaning crew still come on because the cleaning crew is 24/7, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the cleaning crew come on.
Yeah.
And then when they leave, they've the security check, and then they have to do it all again in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's why these labels are absolutely brilliant.
And I mean, it is a big security risk because you can open those doors and close them without anyone knowing.
Yes.
So what we need to do is we're using a non-residue, depending on the paint surface on the plane, is either the X22 or the X22FU, and we're simply sealing the door.
Yeah.
We can add security cuts or not, depending on the customer, and I mean, it takes seconds to apply and the entire plane's safe.
Yes.
So it's a pretty impressive solution for the scale of
Absolutely.
Job it's doing.
Yeah. And it's for on the ground. It's not for in the sky, obviously.
Yeah, for on the ground, yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people do fly with them on.
Yeah,
but it's not,
that's their choice.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a recommendation. Yeah. And with that, when we've sealed the door, we're also going to seal the hatches, the fuel, any sort of high-risk entry points, again, from the ground. So
if they're checking my liquids as I'm going through customs, I'd like them to check their liquids
So yeah, we're simply starting by sealing the outside of the door and the hatches on the outside of the plane. That's the job.
And the same seal can do the hatches and the doors.
Yeah. So actually, the same seal can do the entire plane inside and out. So it can be one supply line to secure the whole plane, and therefore it doesn't need any different training.
That's
a really important part.
Okay.
So you can just take one roll. What you could do is have the same design and everything, just in different colours, to signify this is for this door, this is for the fuel.
You can do it like that. Yeah, colour coded so there's no language issues.
Exactly, yeah. It's still super quick and easy to apply.
Yeah, standard operating procedure for each airline, with their logo on, of course.
Yeah, well, we do need to really be customising the security message as well, because we don't want airlines really to be securing something with an open void, because it can be purchased from multiple places.
Yeah.
So you really do need to have that custom security message in order to have the authentic security. Mm. And we need to add in the logo, and we can add in anything in that message. It won't transfer all over the plane, but it also can't be copied.
Yes.
And it is really crucial.
It could all just be safe journey, happy flying.
Yeah.
Be anything.
Have a good shift.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do need to customise that. And again, we should be adding in UV inks, over laminate for weather protection if you wanted. Yeah.
Well, of course, aircrafts land all over the world, don't they? Yeah. So if you're in Iceland, you're going to have a different set of issues than if you're in Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if the plane's going to be parked up sort of overnight and it's going to be bad weather conditions and you might be worried about someone scratching the print or it fading.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to fade overnight and the plane isn't going to be parked up for too long. But there is options.
Can't afford them,
yeah. But there is options for extra protection. Yes. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think once we have secured the door, now we're sort of going to fly the plane again, open the door. We know the label is safe. We know the plane's safe. It's clean. It's ready to
go. Do we put security cuts in the door seals?
It's optional. Yeah. Some people like them because it breaks the label. But since the label can't be used again anyway because it's voided, it's just preference because it means you have to pull off multiple pieces from the plane or one piece.
Right, of course.
So you gain a broken label, but then you also have to pull off multiple pieces.
Yeah, so it's a personal choice.
100%, yeah. Yeah. I quite like them because it's like ultimate security, isn't
it? Yeah, it sort of gives that dramatic...
It's very dramatic, yeah. But yeah, totally preference. Yeah. So we're going to go into the plane and we'll start with life jackets. I think that's a good place to start.
I do think this is so clever. Yeah. I really do.
The pictures and video on our website of the life jacket secure are really good.
Yes.
They look really good. And they're a fantastic demonstration of both the security cuts and of the UV print, actually, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they are.
So, So the life jacket is under the seat. So the important thing here is we need to be able to have a child through to a grandma and granddad being able to get into the life jacket quickly and easily in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
And we can't have a seal that could restrict that in any way.
No.
So a lot of the time, this can be a complementary product or a replacement product for a... it's a plastic seal, effectively.
Yeah.
So this would be a reduction in plastic because, of course, and it's lighter weight, which on planes is everything. Even the grams add up, don't they?
Absolutely.
But yeah, again, just there's... It's a very even argument, let's say, between the two options. So the point of ours is that you put the label over the life jacket. So where you have like the red pull lever, you put the label over there, and then you can do a quick security check again with a UV torch, a black light, and they can go all the way up and down the plane super quickly, super easily.
And then if they're intact, they just reflect the light, don't they?
100%, yeah, it just shows straight away. They don't need to, like, bend down and...
So you don't need to check every single seat's life jacket?
Yeah, yeah.
I was surprised that people stole life jackets.
That's a bit odd.
It is strange, but
I don't really know what the purpose of that is.
People do.
People are quite odd.
But that would therefore, even if there was one missing, that would highlight...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because if the label isn't there and you can't see the UV, it's really quick and easy to know and be able to deal with it. Whereas if you don't have anything or you've got a seal that you can't quite see, you've got to sort of, I'm not saying go on your hands and knees, but you've got to be sort of closer to it.
It's not the easiest space to fit in, is it?
It's not the easiest. So, yeah, label on, quick UV for security check. It's nice and easy, really.
You can,
the label will break when it's pulled or... as in when the life jacket red tab is pulled, or you can just peel the label off if you were doing it in a non-event.
They come in pouches, which are material fabric, and they come in plastic, and they come in containers.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of different ways of storing these. But these labels work on all of those, don't they?
Yes, yeah. So the real important point for the whole airline industry is that our non-residue works across the whole plane, inside and outside the whole plane. So depending on the paint on the plane, and in the plane, we have two different solutions depending on the company, simply put. So, I mean, airline A would use a different paint to airline B, and so they will just need to test the two products.
Absolutely. On the aircraft.
On the aircraft, not on the desk.
Top tip.
We all love a desk test, but it's really not useful.
Especially if you're doing paint on an aircraft.
Yeah. But yeah, the point being that you can use the same thing. So from the fuel hatch to the life vest to the catering trolley is the same. So we've secured the life vest. Anyone can open them. It's really quick and easy security check.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do again here is add security. That's the basic job. But then also make it quicker, easier, faster.
Well, it's saving time and money for the airline, 100%. Which is something that they're looking to try and do on every front at all times.
Yeah.
Because we all want cheaper flights.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, it's not to be underrated the job this is doing. You know, a little label that costs less than a penny, you know, to keep someone's life safe and to keep an aeroplane safe.
Absolutely.
Is an unbelievably big task for a little label that really doesn't cost, well, it doesn't even cost a penny in most cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is to be emphasised the job this is doing. And that comes back to having unique security.
Yes.
You know, we really do need to have unique security in order to emphasise that value. To be honest, if you want to save money, then you're better off just buying nothing. Because if you can buy a security product that can be bought with the standard open void message from wherever have the surface print copied, it's not really a secure product.
No, and particularly with this solution, the UV ink is quite specialised.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can even have that in, you could have it in a picture, you can have it in a swirl, you can have it, it can be printed.
It can change every order.
Literally. Yeah. So you can, your security audit, your management of change to ensure that you're protected all the way through is easy.
And as a passenger, you know, if I knew of one airline that was doing all of these measures, using these security labels and telling me about it, we're securing the plane when after cleaning at night, we're securing the fuel hatches, we're securing the life jackets.
Literally.
And we know it's
safe. We've been through all of our security checks.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you what we've done to keep you secure in the air.
And we're going to choose that airline over another one for peace of mind.
Yeah.
This is, again, as per the other episode, it's peace of mind and it's emotional. Mm. We're buying things emotionally.
Yes.
And especially on a plane, you know, a lot of us are very nervous on planes, and having even an element more reassurance would help.
Yes.
so yeah, I think that covers the life vest.
Yes.
Life vest seal. So yeah, these can all be the same shape and size, or you could have a different one for different things.
I think we did a dumbbell, don't we? As a standard, because it's just easier to then adhere to the either side, but the brake is easy as well.
Yeah, with no glue on.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally. And that can work for the catering trolley as well. You see, that can also work for the fuel hatch, or you could have a circle on one and a triangle on the other, whichever you want. All I would say is what we've learned is we want a big white panel across the top of the label.
Yes.
So then when it's pulled from a distance, you get a wow factor. And that's what we're of course trying to give people.
Yeah. I mean, for the life jacket, it's not so much because that's doing a different
UV
job.
UV is more important.
But if you're just on, if you're an air steward, opening the door and you can see that that's being protected. If you're doing the catering trolleys or the bonded trolleys or any of those, it's important to be able to see that things are safe.
Yeah, and it's all peace of mind, isn't it?
It is.
That's our biggest job here.
Well, especially when things... Sorry, you're going to do...
Yeah, I was just going to catering trolleys, so it's perfect lead-in.
When they're coming from the bonded warehouses and the kitchens, there's been a lot of people involved behind the scenes to get that little trolley on your plane. So it needs to be secured, and it needs to have been secured by somebody that's responsible for it, has their name attached to it, and that you can trust has done the job.
And this is a really important point, because on the label, let's say for the bonded packing or the catering trolleys, if it's coming from this secure warehouse and getting to the plane, that's its journey.
Yes.
It's going to, let's say it's going to touch 15 different people.
At least.
When it's secured, when it's packed and secured, let's use a label with a dual number tab. That both the label and the tab can be signed with the same number.
Yeah.
Because we've got a custom void and we've got a custom number with a prefix or suffix denoting the location or the month, whatever, those are always together. And again, it can't be copied because of that custom void.
And also, when you stick that on the manifest, there's no human error.
100%.
Because they're really busy people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on. Yeah. I mean, it is literally such a busy environment.
Yeah.
That if you've got something that's, I don't need to write that number down.
Yeah.
And if you've got the colour coding.
Again, any speed is a benefit. You know, if it's
and
quicker,
no
it's better. That's and no mistakes. So that's definitely better.
Absolutely. And how many, just because, you know, we're on the subject of dual number tabs, how many number tabs could you actually have on your receipts?
You can have as many as you want. I mean, some people actually have, I think the most we've done so far is four tabs. So again, just to make sure that everything matched everywhere it went.
Yeah, and because different people checking things in,
exactly,
so they could take another one off and stick it on their manifest, and they could stick it on their, you know.
Like on the shipping billets, or whatever they're called, when you write on the top layer, it transfers through.
Yes.
So you would need a label in that case to stick on each copy, and it's exactly the same.
Exactly. So basically, understand your process.
Yeah.
And then we can manufacture the label to suit what you're how you're using it.
Yeah.
So the operational fit.
Yeah, and this is important because then you've got a unique solution.
Yeah.
So not only are we securing it, we all know that we're going to do that. That's the box that we have to tick. It's the basic. We're offering a unique solution. Now we're going to build on that.
Yeah.
And we need to make something that works in your process. We need to make something that is easy for the people
and
that
are
affected by it.
They have many different processes. Every airline, I would imagine.
Well, of course, because you build a business and you develop your own things that work, don't you? It's not like there's a book guidebook on how to do it.
How to run an airline.
Yeah. Maybe Russell Branson is the closest. So, yeah, catering trolleys is on the plane primarily, but don't forget to go back to the warehouses and look at the pallets.
You've got to look at the journey.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where you've got the pallet tape, really, for the warehouses. It should be it will be secure in the warehouse. So let's put the pallet tape on straight away. It doesn't need to be looked at again. That can be your scanned in for your pallet location at the same time, so you don't need to add another barcode.
So we have two lots for this because also you have the cargo side.
Yeah.
So you've got the delivery into the airport of goods so that you can check those that the pallet is secure. And then you've got the goods that are being shipped through by the cargo handlers, which obviously help reduce the cost of the airline. So you've not only got all your sticky labels on your suitcases, which again we can do and have done for many years, you've got the actual cargo that comes through that helps reduce the cost. So then you've got the pallet tape on there again. So you've got it in so many different opportunities.
So I think the best thing to do is really bond with the pallet tape, because the pallet tape is going to really open a lot of opportunities and a lot of doors, because if we can start there in any industry.
This is very true.
And there's always more than one application in any industry for the pallet tape. And if the pallet tape...
Goods even, in, goods out.
Yeah, even if the pallet tape is £15 a roll, for the value of the goods on the pallet, it's always a bargain. No matter what you do, it's a really cheap solution to do a really big job.
Yes.
And it's a really good impression to give a customer and to demonstrate to a company how much value you can provide them.
And in this particular environment, it's also the duty-free side of things.
Yeah.
So if you've got customs have checked things, it just saves so much time.
Well, it'll go straight through.
Simple again, saving money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important. It's a very simple solution.
Yeah, for a big outcome.
Yeah.
And I think all we want now as a buyer is value. You know, that's what, as consumers, as buyers in companies, we're looking for value. And the pallet tape is going to give that straight away, because your pallets aren't going to be attacked. You're going to have quick and easy visuals on whether it's the genuine, whether it's being touched or not, because it won't be.
Yeah.
It's going to go straight through customs. You know, the whole thing is super easy package to say, okay, well, it's saving me loads of money. Lovely job. Thank you. Easy. It doesn't bother anyone.
I must admit, though, as well, just going back to the catering trolleys, having been on airlines and managed to sit at the front with the extra leg room because of the people I travel with, it's reassuring to see that, especially because it's our labels, but I do always like to see them taking the labels off.
Yeah.
I do think it's funny that they have the labels in the trolley.
In the drawer.
So when they've done it, they just get the labels out and then stick it on again and go.
Yeah.
But I think it's part of their process. They're really engaged with it. So you're not going, you're pushing against an open door.
Yeah.
There's nothing in here that you're going to sell that they haven't already thought of.
And that's absolutely crucial, because these products really affect the people that are applying them.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the pallet tape being a lot easier than the banding, which doesn't provide any security because we all
and
have
hurts.
Pallet banders. I'm not good at it. I can officially say I'm quite good with a tape gun, but I'm very bad with a bander.
No, I'm with you.
That everyone can apply a roll of pallet tape to the pallet. And I think it takes like less than 30 seconds or something. And it's the same with these labels. Everyone can apply a label and to the catering trolley or whatever it is.
Yes.
The fuel hatch. So it doesn't require any training. You don't need to be like super confident. It's a technical product, but it's easy to apply it. It's very smart, and that's what we need.
Yes. Yes.
So catering trolleys, pallets secure.
Really?
So, and then I think we...
Oh, your favourite, bag tape.
Link into our duty free. So, well, bag tape and box tape in duty free.
Oh, really?
So duty free use a lot of box tape in order to sort of shift goods again from these warehouses into duty free. They use a lot of tote boxes, so you've got the tote box labels.
And the crates, they use a lot of the crates, don't they, for that?
Yeah, and so again, that's the box tape.
Yep.
And then we've got the bag tape as for the alcohol, basically.
That's why I know it.
Yeah, that's the most important one. So I think the main thing here that we can take away is in terms of airlines, we're going to secure the whole of the inside of the plane, mm-hmm. and then we're going to come out, we're going to go into freight and cargo.
Yeah.
We're going to secure the cargo pallets that are going on the plane to help in customs and make everyone feel confident.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to take that step sort of backwards down the chain to the warehouses. Once we've secured all the pallets in the warehouse, all the boxes, all the totes, all the crates, we're going to sort of come out the warehouse in a different direction into duty free as well. Yeah. So we're coming out of the warehouse not only to the runway, as it were, onto the plane to ship
airside.
Yeah, but we're also going into duty free and we're managing the whole process. So within airlines, it's that same thing. Once you've got one good contact or once you've got one person that can see the value and you've actually solved a problem for them.
There's two or three companies that own airports, and then inside the airports, they've got all of these franchises that then rent off them.
Yeah.
And you've got the duty-free section,
yeah.
which is owned by other companies who are also supplying goods.
If you're all experiencing the problem.
Exactly. They've all got unique issues, but the situation is, if you're buying alcohol in certain countries, not all countries, but in certain countries, even if you're buying perfume or expensive skincare products, they have to go into a sealed bag.
Yeah.
And obviously those are clear bags so that they can be seen what is in the bag by the air stewards and by the transit as well is a big deal.
Yeah.
So those plastic bags are still, although single use, that is what they're all about.
They're made from recycled.
And then of course we've got our bag tape, which is also the same. Those are supplied by bag manufacturers into the airport.
Yeah.
So those are the sort that's for a distributor. That's they need to go that journey.
Yes, yeah.
And go sort of like who is supplying who, where and how.
Yeah.
As opposed to the airports.
Yeah, because what we want to do is, okay, let's look at from the bonded warehouses.
Yeah.
Let's say, okay, we need to secure all the pallets in the bonded warehouse, and then we need to secure whatever is going to be split into boxes, all the totes, all the crates.
Yeah.
We need to secure all of them with the right solution, whether that's the pallet tape, the carton tape, or the tote labels. And then we need to go, okay, separate thing, airlines, what needs securing on a plane, literally on a plane.
But they're a separate customer.
Exactly.
And that's
and they
the
needed to be respected as that because they have different pain points, and we need to make sure that they understand we can solve problems for them, and we're not just trying to sell something.
No.
We're trying to actually save them money. And these solutions are expensive, but they will save you money.
Yes.
Because they're going to reduce loss.
Well, anything's more expensive than nothing.
Yeah.
But as we're going to save them time, it's a hidden cost that we are saving,
100%.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but actually a lot of people are very aware.
Yes.
And I think the cost of counterfeit, the cost of loss, the cost of delays, it's just a bit of an odd mind sort of meld to think, okay, but how does a label solve a delay?
Yeah.
And once we can understand that process, then we're doing something right.
And if you think about sitting on the tarmac waiting for your aircraft to go, and they say, oh, somebody's got a bag that we need to double check or whatever, you know that if it's got a label on it, it's just, that's been securely checked, it's closed. It saves all this time, all the way through the process.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those situations where the cost is absolutely astronomical very quickly. So it's just preventative and proactive behaviour that's going to save those dramas.
Yeah, and that is exactly what we are. It is... In a lot of cases, tamper evidence should really be a preventative measure, because when it does its job properly, it will stop the problems.
Yeah.
So it's not a case of, oh, then I don't need it. It's a case of it's doing a brilliant job saving me, in these cases, millions of pounds.
Yeah.
And it's just casually doing that in the background so we can crack on.
Do you know another one that was used, which is, we haven't actually got on our website, but I always thought this was an interesting one. Airports, obviously, very busy spaces, lots of people going about the place.
Many people.
The manhole covers.
Yeah.
We use labels on those.
Yeah.
And so the airport maintenance and the people that are running the actual airport so that everybody can go all over the place all the time, they're using them. I've checked that manhole. It's okay.
Because in some countries, they're actually government, whatever, the government tells them they have to.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing, really.
Yeah.
And actually, just speaking of airports, when we're in there, you'll often see labels on the doors in airports.
Yes.
Because just a key isn't enough. Although there is CCTV, people can obviously get into locks and stuff quite easily. So having a big label on a door that'll obviously void if it's opened is a fantastic way to show, okay, this big electrical panel that's behind here hasn't been touched.
And I will say, just because I've been lucky enough to travel on very nice aircraft as well, we do clear labels.
Yeah.
And these clear labels are very useful inside the aircraft where passengers can see, and therefore they spent all this beautiful money on lots of glorious
design.
You know, veneers and leather and, you know, fantastic linings.
Yeah.
And then we stick a label on it.
You don't want a bright blue label.
You can see that they weren't keen. But we did do gold labels, we have done silver labels, we have done clear labels, and I think this is something else as well. We can fit in.
Yeah, totally. It can be...
Sometimes we're overt, sometimes we're covert.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a case of, again, understanding the needs and the wants of the customer.
Yeah.
And it's, in a lot of cases, subtle is better, because then people aren't going to go, oh, what's that? I'll give it a haul. And if your customers know, you know, when you book a ticket and just say, don't worry, we've secured the whole chain, we're looking after you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, lovely job, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually it's going to have cost, let's say you're using 20 labels at a push, that's quite a lot for a plane, then it's going to have cost less than 20p to secure the entire plane.
Yeah. And taken no
it's
time
amazing.
At all to do it.
I mean, literally the return on investment, the amount of value you're getting for a label is amazing. And that's why we don't say we sell tapes and labels, because actually we're just trying to solve a problem here. We're solving a problem of theft, counterfeit, risk. And
this
giving
is mostly
peace of mind.
Risk, to be fair.
This is absolutely risk.
Yeah.
And that's where the emotional value comes in, isn't it? And the value of stopping that lost time and... Yeah, the costs add up quickly in this world, don't they?
They do. Health and safety is always very expensive, and so it should be.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
It is.
Okay, perfect. So I think just to summarise, what we want to do in the airline world is look at sort of the airside, aeroplane way, and then the aviation, let's say, side.
Yeah.
So we've got the bonded warehouses into duty-free. We've got the bonded goods onto the catering side of the planes. Also then got the separate point of freight and cargo for the pallet secure. And then in the planes, we're doing the doors, we're doing the fuel hatches, we're doing the life vests, we're doing the catering trolleys, we're doing the masks that come down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot to play with there, isn't there? I think that's probably enough in one industry.
As we said on the last podcast, if you've got an interest in airlines, if you've got an interest in flying, if this is something that you're passionate about, other than just going on holiday, then I think this is a really good industry. There's lots of opportunities. I mean, if you look at any airport, the amount of suppliers in, they're a route in. You don't need to start at the top going, hello, Mr. Airport owner, I wish to contact you and get my labels into your place.
No.
It start small if you need to.
This is not a case of selling something. This is a case of problem solving. And these products are not to be sold. They are problem solving. They are a solution to a problem.
Yes.
And it is really different. The whole approach is different.
Yes.
And we are providing value. The products provide value. All they need to do is test them. And to be honest, the product will do the sales pitch
and
for
also,
itself.
And also, we're not educating people in this market.
No.
They are aware of safety. They are aware of what these labels can
totally.
Do.
Totally.
And
totally.
They're very up for security.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, thank you for that. That's the end of our episode two of season three. So, hope to see you soon for episode three. And I can't remember the industry, so it'll be a surprise for everyone. Thanks, guys.